The D.C. area is experiencing a housing shortage that is driving up home prices. Officials across the region have proposed various incentives and policy changes to encourage more housing development, especially in the region's priciest jurisdictions. And that includes Arlington, where the county government is working on a study of what's called missing middle housing. WAMU's housing reporter Ali Schweitzer has been following this issue, and she joins us now to discuss the housing study in Arlington and what it could mean for neighborhoods there. Hi, Allie.
Hi, good morning, Esther. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. So Arlington began this missing middle housing study last year, and it's now entering a new phase. But before we get into that, what is missing middle housing anyway?
It just means homes that are sized somewhere between a single family house and a tall urban style apartment building. So think of duplexes or attached row homes or garden apartments. And they're called missing because a lot of jurisdictions just don't have that much of this type of housing.
I see. I thought Arlington had a good amount of missing middle housing. There are many neighborhoods there where you'll find townhouses and garden apartments.
Yes, there are. Arlington is home to a number of row house neighborhoods, garden apartments, and the like. But if you look at the county overall, three quarters of Arlington's residential land is reserved exclusively for detached single family homes. And the average market value of those homes hovers around $1 million now, according to Zillow. So the county embarked on this study to figure out how it can encourage more housing that takes up less land and costs a little bit less for home buyers or renters.
So what has the study accomplished so far?
Well, the county started out just putting out a lot of research about why Arlington's housing market looks the way it does today. And one of the things they highlighted is how zoning codes have perpetuated racial and economic segregation in the county. They show how most single-family neighborhoods in Arlington are disproportionately white, for example. And they came up with a list of housing types they want to study further, ones that meet a broader range of needs for different potential home buyers in Arlington. So the next phase is to take a deep dive into those housing types, figuring out where they could be built, you know, how they'd fit into existing neighborhoods and how much they cost in the market, et cetera.
Right. We know that new housing development can be a touchy subject. How have residents been responding to this study?
The response has been somewhat polarized. Many homeowners and neighborhood associations don't like the idea of more housing development. People are worried about environmental issues, traffic, school overcrowding, you know, all the downsides of growth, essentially. And on the other side, some residents are saying, why are we studying this? Just build more housing now. So the county is doing a balancing act. It's trying to get as much public feedback on housing as possible while maintaining the position that the county needs to do something to meet demand for housing, even if some residents don't want new homes in their neighborhoods.
All right. That's WAMU housing reporter Ali Schweitzer. Ali, thanks for walking us through this.
It's my pleasure.
And you can read Ali's explainer on Arlington's missing middle housing study on our website, dcist.com.